Getting back into a little bit more of a normal routine this week. I took a little bit of a break last week for the holiday. My birthday was over the weekend, so I took the day off yesterday. And while I was watching the NFL yesterday, I got to thinking about how far we have come here in the last 12 months. This time last year, I had maybe, I don't know, 1,200, 1,500 subscribers. Now we're closing in on 13,500. Last year, if the channel had 10,000 views in a month, I was happy. I was thrilled. One year later, we averaged that number every 24 to 48 hours. Now, we fell off the algorithm a little bit in November, but it is slowly coming back. Impressions are getting close to where they need to be, which is around 1 million a week. And by the way, let me clear this up while I'm thinking about it. We talked about NFL ratings over the weekend and how the NFL's success highlights the NBA's decline. I saw several comments from you guys talking about how this supposed bias I have against the NBA, that could not be further from the truth. There are two sports that I watch, the NFL, the NBA. I would rather watch the NBA than college football. I enjoyed college football when I was growing up, but as I've gotten older, my interest in college football has declined. Several of you mentioned the fact that NBA ratings are up this season. One person even claimed that the NBA is drawing huge, huge ratings. I understand why you would believe that because that's what the media is pushing. NBA ratings up 20%. And that's true. That's true. But you have to look at what they are comparing them to. The NBA is coming off two straight years of record low ratings. When you compare ratings now to what they were drawing back in 2011, you'll see that the NBA has lost over half of its audience in 10 years. I don't want the NBA to fail. I just want them to get back to basketball and leave the politics out of it. This league never makes headlines for anything basketball related. Anytime you see something about the NBA, it's always something off the court. Nothing can compete with the NFL. We all know that. But the point I was trying to make this weekend was the NFL's success proves all the excuses the media has been making about declining NBA ratings are bullshit. People want to watch sports, but they don't want to be propagandized in the process. Now, let's get into something else that's bullshit, and that is the Hall of Fame status of Curt Schilling. I thought Curt Schilling was already in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I didn't know he wasn't until this morning. This is the 10th and final time that Curt Schilling will be eligible for the Hall of Fame. If he doesn't make the ballot this year, he is done. He will never get in. Hell, at this point, Curt Schilling doesn't even want the honor. He requested that his name be removed from the ballot. Who the hell can blame him? Every year, these asshole baseball writers deny Curt Schilling Hall of Fame honors for reasons that have nothing to do with baseball. I've never understood how writers get to decide who gets into the Baseball Hall of Fame? How many hitters has some nerd baseball writer struck out? How many home runs did they hit? How many World Series rings did they win? Hell, most of these baseball writers have probably never picked up a baseball in their life, yet they get to decide who enters Cooperstown. Doesn't make any sense. Most of these baseball writers are avid social justice warriors, so you already know the reason they have kept Curt Schilling out of the Hall of Fame. Guys like Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, they are denied entry because of steroids. Now, I don't understand that either. Barry Bonds was Hall of Fame worthy before PEDs came into play, but it doesn't matter. Damn near the entire league was using steroids, HGH. The playing field was even. At least Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are being denied for something baseball related. The only reason Curt Schilling's being denied is because he's not woke. Matter of fact, he's anti-woke. Curt Schilling is just too offensive to be allowed into our little Hall of Fame. I read several articles this morning from so-called journalists trying to justify why Curt Schilling should not be allowed into the Hall of Fame. I compiled several of these gems for you, and I'm going to share them with you now. Number one, he collects World War II memorabilia. Okay, what's wrong with that? Just because you collect World War II memorabilia doesn't mean you're a Nazi. I have no idea how a history collection disqualifies you from the Hall of Fame. But these are dumbasses we're dealing with here, so people with no sense of logic. Number two, He compared Muslims to Nazis in 2015. ESPN was so offended by this, they removed him from covering the Little League World Series. First of all, ESPN is offended by anything. If woke Twitter deems something to be offensive, ESPN assumes the position and gets straight on their knees. And Curt Schilling was not comparing Muslims to Nazis. He tweeted that only 5 to 10% of Muslims are extremists. And back in the 1940s, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. He was making the point that it only takes a small percentage of people for bad things to happen. That's it. Now, I don't know if any Muslims were offended by this back in 2015, but there sure were a lot of white people offended by it. There were a lot of white people offended by what he did next, too. This happened in 2016. Curt Schilling was fired by ESPN for posting a transphobic meme. There's that word again, transphobic. Because, you know, if you don't want a grown man sharing a bathroom with your 13-year-old daughter, you must be afraid of trans people. Curt Schilling posted this meme with some dude in a blonde wig, man boobs out, and it said, "Let him into the restroom with your daughter, or else you're narrow-minded, hateful, unloving, and judgmental." Somehow, ESPN felt Curt Schilling's views on men being required to use the men's restroom negatively impacted his ability to analyze Major League Baseball. So they fired him. Clearly, ESPN feels you should be able to use whatever bathroom you want. If you wake up one morning and Shania Twain has you feeling like a woman, use the women's restroom. Just make sure you sit down to pee so you don't offend women who can't pee standing up. If you wake up one morning feeling non-binary, I don't know what restroom you would use. Perhaps you could find a bush outside. Curt Schilling said Hillary Clinton should be buried under a jail. Now, who doesn't agree with that statement? When did the truth become so offensive? Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Criminals go to jail. While we're at it, throw Anthony Fauci under the jail with her. Maybe they can share a cell and talk about how scared they are of COVID 3.0. Anthony Fauci was making the media rounds yesterday morning on his quest to cancel Christmas. I don't know why this dude continues to have a platform. They keep giving this guy a microphone, and he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Take the mic out of his hand and stick it up his ass, because that's what he's talking out of. Curt Schilling downplays racism. Oh no, he doesn't believe America is racist. This man is clearly unstable. Let me understand this logic here. Curt Schilling downplays mythical racism, so that disqualifies him from the Baseball Hall of Fame? I don't understand. Curt Schilling has spent his post-baseball career making people feel like outsiders. Isn't that what social justice warriors do? They're accusing Curt Schilling of doing what they do themselves. How does Curt Schilling make people feel like outsiders? Because he doesn't want some pervert sharing the bathroom with his young daughter? Because he has beliefs that are different than yours? The woke always talk about inclusion, but they are the most exclusive group in the country. If you don't agree with them 100% of the time, you'll be vilified. Hell, they vilify each other. Anytime Stephen A. Smith falls out of line with the agenda, what happens? His own people crucify him. He gets forced into issuing some insincere bullshit apology. All of these reasons I listed for why Curt Schilling hasn't been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame have nothing to do with baseball. These are all personal reasons. The same people accusing Curt Schilling of excluding people are excluding him from their elite little club over political reasons. Curt Schilling told Esquire if he had to shut up to get into the Hall of Fame, he didn't want in. He should not have to be silenced to be honored by Major League Baseball. He earned the right to be in the Hall of Fame through his play on the field. His political beliefs off the field should have nothing to do with this. What the hell do his beliefs on racism have to do with Game 6 of the 2004 ALCS? What does his views on Hillary Clinton have to do with his 3 World Series rings? This one writer said, "Sports are supposed to be for everyone, but Curt Schilling has spent years excluding people from baseball." That's what you people are doing. Sports are supposed to be for everyone as long as you're woke. If you're a social justice warrior, you are welcomed with open arms. If you think SJWs are dumbasses, you're not welcome in our sports world. At this point, if I'm Curt Schilling, I wouldn't want to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Even if you're voted in, they're not going to welcome you. You think they're going to give Curt Schilling a microphone and allow him to make a speech? No. They would rather give that mic to Anthony Fauci right after they remove it from his ass. As far as baseball is concerned, Curt Schilling should be an easy vote for the Hall of Fame, but because his political views don't align with Virgin baseball writers, he is not going to get in. Let me know what you guys think of Curt Schilling being denied entry into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later today.